You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio from the new movie, The Intruder, actor Michael Ealy. Welcome to the show, brother. Good to see you.
Good to see you, baby.
So I'm always happy when I get to see him. I was like, hey, he's a good guy, man. That's right. That's a cool dude right there. So I always like to see, see you doing well. And this film looks pretty scary, bro. It's a good little trailer. Looks scary. Good date movie. Tell me about it.
So The Intruder, it actually is a good date movie. It's definitely the kind of movie you want to see in the theaters, because it's, you know, it takes place in your home.
Oh.
And so it might lead to all kinds of nightmares if you try and watch it at home.
Right.
But basically, you know, Megan Good and I play this young couple, and we're trying to start our lives, start a family, and we buy this house in Napa. And the previous owner is played by Dennis Quaid, and he is just a train wreck. He just comes into our lives, and it's not like about home invasion. I just want to make that clear.
He was a previous owner, so is he upset that you guys live there now?
He's not upset. He just won't let go.
Right.
He won't let go, and so what happens? We don't know why he has a connection.
For reasons we learn later,
why he has a connection.
And drama.
Stuff like that.
So we
get it going, and then next thing you know, it's just the American dream turns into a total nightmare.
To the American nightmare. Now, yeah. I happen to know Dennis, and I say this with respect, but homie has like a real kind of crazy, sinister look anyway. Right? I mean, he's a real nice guy.
With respect.
But he kind of, I can see him being a total bad guy.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it's funny because he apparently hasn't done this since like 77. He hasn't played a bad guy.
Because you don't really see that side of him, but I could see it.
But like he's perfect. Like he's so bad. He's so evil. He's so sinister, and people that are watching it, you can tell the audience feels like he's getting underneath their skin.
Yeah.
Because they want him dead.
Yeah. Ooh, that's
they
good
want
job
him
then.
Dead.
That's a good job right there. And how was he on set? Did he bring the intensity on set? Did he get all method on you, or was he pretty cool for the most part?
Method at all. He was like in between action and cut, he was Charlie Peck. When he said cut, he went back to being Dennis.
Yeah.
He'd pick up a guitar.
Right.
He'd start working on his golf swing.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's funny. That's good to hear. That's good to hear. He's a pretty good golfer. Did you get to play with him?
I did not. Yeah. I heard he's good. He was I come out in the morning. I was like, man, I can't golf before shooting. I can't.
That's the whole thing. That's like a whole day before a day.
Dennis will do what he wants.
Yeah. And he also has a band.
And there's the band. He left like one weekend to go do a tour with his band. He's that guy.
Man, God bless him for it. Megan Good, you said, plays your wife. That's a nice looking couple right there. Instant chemistry. Did you guys read prior, or did you already know each other?
We already knew each other because we had done Think Like a Man.
Oh, that's right.
So we did those two movies together, but ironically, we never had any scenes together.
Oh,
right. So this was the first time we actually worked as actors,
right?
You know, together. And it was cool. So the groundwork was laid by doing all the stuff we'd done before. We didn't have to spend time getting to know each other, asking about pets and shit. So
exactly.
It was like, you know,
there was some history.
Yeah, let's just get to work.
Where'd you guys shoot the movie?
We shot the movie in Vancouver.
Okay, it's always a nice place.
Yeah.
A lot of production going on right there. Well, congrats, man. It looks good, and the trailers look really good. And coming up this year, you're also starring in the remake of Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah.
So what's different about this one?
How do I put it? Have you seen the original?
You know what? A long time ago.
Right?
I can't really like...
So this one, what I can say about this one without kind of giving it away is that this version of Jacob's Ladder is realistic.
Mm.
It happens in real time.
Okay.
Let me put it to you like that.
Okay,
that's the best way to say.
All right.
Based on that, it happens more in real time.
Okay, that's a real tease right there. Mm-hmm. And also in the works, Fatale.
Yes.
With Hilary Swank.
Yes.
Nice. What can you tell us about that?
Fatale is a thriller where...
And you love scaring people.
I do. although I'm not the one who's scaring people in these movies.
Right, that's true, right.
And Fatale is Hilary Swank, and she's she's a tour de force as well, man. Let me tell you something, man. She goes
so
to a whole
So she's the one
level.
That's scaring people.
Mm-hmm.
I could see that too.
Yep. Well, so can I.
Yeah, right. That's good. Well, obviously,
so can I.
An incredible actress, two-time Academy Award winner and stuff. Yeah. So that's cool. How'd you like working with her? How was that process? It was great, man.
She, you know, you have your expectations of somebody who's won two Oscars, and you think they're going to be all Oscar-y on you and stuff.
Right,
you know what I mean?
And she was cool?
She's totally cool, totally down to like... you know, be creative and all of that good stuff, and was a total gem on set. So
nice.
I got nothing but respect for Hills. And, you know, yeah, she puts it down in that one too.
Nice, man. Yeah. Nice. Michael, I know you worked with John Singleton on Too Fast, Too Furious. What do you remember most about him, or what, when you think about him, what pops into your mind?
John was for me, okay, he was the original voice from LA.
Right.
Right? I grew up in Maryland. I grew up on the East Coast. I had no idea of what life was like in LA. John showed me that. He showed me a version, right? So you could watch like Beverly Hills Cop and see like the rodeo side of things, sure, and the Hollywood side of things. And when people think of LA from the East Coast, you think of Hollywood. You think of, that's all you think of. You don't think about the smaller neighborhoods that exist, right?
Exactly.
So John showed us a whole different side of LA that we had never seen. Kind of like Spike showing me a different side of New York, that we
right,
had never seen. So it was, he was the voice of Los Angeles, or the vision, his vision was the voice of Los Angeles as I was coming up, for sure.
Yeah,
for
no, sure. He really was. I remember vividly, because I think we're about the same age, and he was so young too, man, like 24 when he did Boys of the Hood too.
23 when he did Boys in the Hood.
Incredibly
fresh out of USC film school.
That's right.
And
that's right.
I mean, dang, you know, to get your first feature, let's talk about that. To get your first feature made fresh out of USC film school.
And then you nominated for an Academy Award?
There's probably, you could count on one hand the amount of people that were able to accomplish that.
I don't even know. Right. I hadn't been familiar with
by that age.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I did.
Like,
yeah,
under
that
the age of 25,
right, right,
to have, you know, a critically acclaimed Oscar, Academy Award winning or nominated film under the age of 25.
No, incredibly impressive.
Yeah.
And a film that holds up too. Poignant. It's got some great messaging in there as
on,
well.
Man.
So,
you know, you see, everybody remembers some of the
Fishburne
great
so good
themes,
in that
way, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
oh yeah.
Yeah,
Fishburne and talking about gentrification.
The gentrification scene was great.
You know what I mean?
On the billboard there.
Giving his son a haircut in the kitchen.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, Ice Cube with, you know, don't show, or just don't care what's going
right
on in the hood.
Yeah.
I mean, these are iconic moments. And that was just one of his films. I mean,
right,
you know,
no, exactly.
Poetic Justice, Higher Learning.
Right.
The list goes on. John Singleton, he was an icon.
Right,
he was
exactly
an icon. Prayers to his family, for sure.
Absolutely. How many kids you got now?
Two.
How old?
I'm like you, man. We talked about it. I got an older boy.
Okay.
And a younger girl. So my son is 6. My daughter's 2.5.
Okay. We're right in the same wheelhouse. I got another one on the way.
I heard.
Yeah, a little tiebreaker. We'll see what happens.
So what made you do that?
You know what? Something always told me I know I should have said one of each was perfect.
Right.
I don't know. Something told me I wanted to go one more. And
really?
Then I said, hey, you know what? If we get lucky this last year, it's meant to be. If not, then fine. We got one of each. But
right,
squeezed it in there. It worked out.
Really?
Yeah. So now, you know.
Congrats. When did she do?
July.
Okay, and do you know, boy or girl?
No, we don't know. We're gonna play
it that way.
Yeah, so we're gonna play it that way.
Okay.
You done? Shop closed?
I think so, man.
Yeah,
I think so, man.
It's probably
a smarter move. I just
like to complicate my life.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if I want to work that many jobs.
Right. You know exactly.
I don't know if I want to work that many jobs.
Exactly.
Kids are expensive, man.
Yeah, no, they are.
Oh
man,
it's expensive.
How you like a fatherhood? Like, the balance is tough, right? With work sometimes.
Balance
when you gotta be gone,
is real
that's
tough.
The, yeah,
it's real tough, man. You know,
but don't you appreciate it a little bit more because we're a little bit older when we had them? You know what I mean?
I wasn't ready in my 20s.
Oh, God.
I'm going to tell you right now. I was, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
You and I both. I'm glad I waited because it's given me a certain amount of patience
right
that's required. And at the same time, an appreciation for being a father.
Exactly.
I don't think I would have appreciated in my 20s because I was really selfish at that point.
Exactly.
Trying to get to this point.
Exactly.
Right?
No, I agree with you.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, brother, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Ready?
Yeah.
Go-to karaoke song?
Walk This Way.
Some old school Run DMC?
Oh, yeah, for sure, for sure.
Favorite John Singleton movie?
Boys in the Hood.
Celebrity crush growing up?
Lisa Bonet.
Ooh. Go-to barbershop? That's good taste.
What'd you say?
As a go-to barbershop.
I'm at a, you know, my barber comes to me.
Hey, that's a player.
I'm Hollywood.
I started doing that recently, and there's no going back.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't share that information?
No, I told
that's,
you.
That's player status.
No,
did you
I
really?
Literally, my barber now comes to my house.
You got every, like an Uber barber?
Every 2 weeks.
Dude, really?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
That's the move,
it's the greatest
huh?
move ever.
The shop may disappear like with technology, man.
Dude, it's
you don't
best.
Have to leave your you house, surely. I mean? Between they got the, you know, the Uber Eats or and, yeah. and or the dry cleaning and the dog, they come and wash the dog
you
and now you
trainers,
can get your wig trimmed.
You get trainers
right.
with an app. You, get
you ain't got to live a crib if you don't want to, huh?
You really don't. You know what I mean? Just give everybody your address. But yeah.
First car.
Mazda 323. Manual.
Oh, you had a standard.
Yeah,
I like
manual.
That. Mine was
yeah,
too.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Very
that
good.
That was my first whip.
Nobody yeah. knows how to drive that out here.
Oh man.
Biggest pet peeve.
Overbearing parents.
Yours overbearing?
Like when parents are overbearing on their kids.
Oh right, were you like, just as a
you know like
observing?
That
yeah,
bad,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Got
that
it.
Bad soccer coach or something.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He's yeah.
like really coming down on 4 year olds.
Right.
And it's like, what are you doing?
Yeah. Oh, I see a lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Like yo, just
take
relax.
Like they're four. They don't get it.
Take it down.
Yeah.
A notch.
They're not. You know, that's that person who's trying to live
vicariously through them. Yeah.
Yeah, but also trying to like somehow make themselves feel like they're a. You know,
right.
Nick Saban?
Yeah, exactly.
For like 4 year olds?
Right,
like,
exactly.
Just relax, dude.
Take it.
It's not
okay.
that level.
I feel you on that. Well, listen, everyone, check out The Intruder in theaters now. You can follow him on Instagram at The Michael Ealy. Thanks for stopping by, man. Always good to see
All
you.
All day, baby. All day.
On with Mario Lopez.